morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're welcome. I had a
morning.
All right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk is talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on Him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. You're worried about Donald Trump. God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Mr. Murphy, I thank you for holding on. I don't know what your schedule is for this morning. You can leave anytime you get ready. I call you because our relationship of the years of how we built that relationship without crossing the lines of sin, which is as many human beings have crossed the line when it comes to a man and a woman's relationship. And I can say honestly that you and I have never crossed that line. And I'm thankful to God for you. And I'm thankful that God put you in my life as that example. Again, good morning. How you doing?
All right. Appreciate what you say.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying I appreciate you, too, for being that kind of man. You're a good man.
Yeah,
thank God. Crossing your path, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think about how our lives have crossed in different times over the years and how God has been in the midst of them.
Right.
You was out there working at night, and I was out there working at night, and we could have did anything or went anywhere, whatever we wanted to do, but God did not see fit that that happened.
Right.
But Satan is a deceiver and a liar, and he has fooled a lot of people. And I called I sent a message to Reverend Cory Booker. I said, your pastor, and I hope he'll call the show. I gave him the number. I hope he'll call the broadcast this morning and talk about him as a preacher. And see, that's another thing people don't understand. They think preachers somehow has got a carte blanche of that they don't be bothered by it. Every human being that exists, their soul.
And by associate with God is being terrorized by the devil.
That's it.
All you got to do is call his name. He's terrorized by the devil from then on.
There is as you tune into the broadcast, there is some things that I have written up in regards to the devil. Now, first I want to say, Don't Let the Devil Ride is from a song that was recorded by Neil Robinson, and I thank him for the inspiration for doing this program. The question, and for all of us, is the devil riding in your life? How, if you're allowing the devil to do just what he wants to, however he wants to in your life, he's riding and controlling your life. Talk about that from your perspective as a lady that works every day, that tries to take care of family, that does what you do in your life, and how you have to battle Satan as a person.
As a person, I've been through a lot with the devil. But since I put on Christ, I see the devil and I don't see him. He's not controlling me no more. The devil always try to find a crack to get in your life, though. He always somewhere lurking. And if you resist that devil, the devil will flee from you. So I learned to resist him. But I have been through a lot with him, and he come by every now and then. So if he can't get you, he'll try to mess with somebody in your family. But you have to be strong with it. You have to stay in the Word daily, not just read it when you feel like reading. You have to read the Bible at all times. Whenever you get a chance to read, just read. Because you're always talking to Jesus that way. And all the way you'll get to God, you got to go through Jesus first. And I learned that. I see him. I'm at work now, but I sit here and I have my Bible open. And I always see a scripture, you know. If I don't read it, I'll read it, and then I'll put it on Facebook for somebody else to read it.
I watch your prayers that you put on for years now that you've been, I said years, but I know it's been over a year that you've been putting them on there, what's on your heart and what you have to say. The thing about Satan is he's deceiving and lying. Like you say, he tried to find a way to get into your life some kind of way. And the thing about it, he knows what you like. He knows. Now, that's another thing, folks. They always talk about the devil, some kind of pitchfork with that. But the devil is one of the most beautiful creatures God created.
Amen.
And he knows what men like. He knows what man likes.
Uh-huh.
He knows what the human being, and here's the thing about that. The devil is in all of us. And if you don't have Christ in you fighting him, he will take over.
Amen.
He will take over.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, I knew your family. My father knew your family when he was writing insurance. I used to travel with him to write insurance. I remember when y'all was real kids and I was a kid, Daddy used to go from house to house, write insurance and do different stuff like that. And I knew so many people. And even today, I know so many faces, people know me that I don't even know. But the thing of it is, to be able to recognize, it's just like me. I've been out there, just like this man, Neil Johnson. See, years ago, I played in nightclubs. I sung that music. I played in them clubs on college campus. I played in them nightclubs like Raz McCrary's and all them places, like in Atmo and Evergreen and Greenville and Camden. Traveling, playing that blues, drinking and running around.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing the devil, man. But God seemed fit,
right,
Ms. Murphy. God seemed fit to bring Freddie home.
Right.
Do you know some men run around on their families and their wives and their kids all their life and never,
right,
ever come in?
Right.
And never come in.
That's right.
I am thankful that God showed me, and it's in the Bible, that you know who's responsible for getting your family into heaven and getting you in there? The man
That's
is.
Right.
Not the woman.
That's,
the man
that's
is responsible
right.
for doing that.
Amen.
And if you do not bring your family in, that's on your head. That's
Amen.
Not on your wife. That's not on your children. That's not on the preacher. That's on you, whoever the human being is. Talk a little bit about your life as a woman and what you have. You know what to say and what you don't have to say. You know, you well, let God lead you. You say what you need to say. But let God lead you in what you say so far as your life and how far you have gone.
Well, my single life, I've been through a lot. I have resisted them, and I have not resisted them a lot of times. But now, since I'm up age, and I know now, when you learn better, you do better. And I have learned how to do better. I have resisted men. You got men, I have resisted men. And I can truly say, since 2015, I haven't let a man touch me. And this 2017, I can truly say that is a blessing. And guess what? I don't even bow down to the devil no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I can say that though, because it has been a struggle. I'm telling you, I couldn't do without a man. Yes, I can. A good man can come along after a while. Somebody that worthy of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you go through life thinking you people better than you, but ain't nobody better than nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of people look down on you, thinking they better than you. But as long as I done found Jesus in my life, I put on Christ in my life. I don't even worry about no old man gone and a new man is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't be low in my spirit no more. You know, you feel like you all alone in the world. I don't feel like that. As long as I got Jesus, I know I got a friend.
mm-hmm.
And I can truly say I raised 5 children, and all of them grown and gone, and they on their own. They take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 8 grand I love. I would take nothing for them. They so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a great grand.
Mm-hmm.
And grown.
mm-hmm.
So any advice I got to give anybody, just put their head in this Bible. This is our roadmap. The Old Testament is for our learning. Learn not to do this stuff in the Old Testament. And the new testament is for our living today.
Mm-hmm.
We need to live by the new testament today, not the old testament. You can read it to learn from it,
mm-hmm.
not to do the stuff that they did back in the day. Because the old
mm-hmm.
old testament is the law. And when Jesus
mm-hmm.
died on that cross, that brought about the new testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to live by. So everybody, if you want to go back to the Old Testament, that means they got to do the whole law. But when you
mm-hmm.
in the New Testament, you don't have to worry about that law over there no more.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, God, I got 10 commandments. It used to be 10 commandments. It's a lot of commandments. No, ain't no 10 no more. So we go
mm-hmm.
there in the New Testament, they'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when you're talking about the Lord, you can talk about him all day long.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that most people don't understand, you're under grace now.
Right.
When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he died
uh-huh.
for your sin. He became the sacrificial lamb. You are no
that's
longer.
Right.
He came and he fulfilled that law.
Yeah.
You can call on Jesus Christ right now, anytime
right.
you want to. You don't have to have no sacrificial lamb. Or even
though
that's the law
right.
was back
Amen.
At, it
Man,
guided you.
The sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. The law guided you into what's right and what's wrong.
Right.
And the consequences of violating the law. I always use, and I'm teaching, you know the simple stop sign on side of the road, a stop sign.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That stop sign there is not for the people that's going to stop automatically whenever they come to a crossroad. That sign is for the people that's going to run that, going to go through that stop sign
uh-huh.
and run that stop sign,
uh-huh.
go cross that crossroad, not knowing what's coming right or left or in front of them. That stop sign is for them.
Amen.
That's what the law
right.
is. Just like same
mm-hmm.
way the law is the policeman. He is there for the lawless. The one that don't care nothing about the law. The one that want to shoot people and cut people and steal stuff. That's what the law is for. That's what the court and them that ride around and share. That's what they for. They are for the lawless. And the
right.
folks that do what, that don't be stealing and killing and robbing and doing devilment, that law is not for them.
That's right.
See, that was. And if it wasn't for them, we would have total anarchy.
That's right. You got to have those laws.
Mm-hmm. And that stop sign is there for you to let you know that if you run through this stop sign,
mm-hmm.
you may get by one time or two times or three times, but the odds are somebody going to hit you.
Amen.
Running this stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
It worked for the grace of God, and only does the grace of God allow you to get through that stop sign.
Amen.
And just what you can't do nothing, Miss Murphy. You can't say nothing. You can't live. You can't worship. You can't sing. You can't preach. You can't do none of that, and expect to get into heaven.
It's
the only
right.
way you're gonna
it's
get
right.
into heaven,
not by work,
is. Yeah, no, not by work. You're going to get in there by the grace and mercy of God.
It's by grace. That's right. Not by work. We don't have anything to boast about.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing we do so great that God saves us. He saved us by grace.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And only thing you can do, treat people right.
Amen.
And guess what? Miss Murphy, if you do something, and then the reason why you did it is not God sent or not God led. Guess what? It's for naught.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely for naught.
Mm-hmm.
You still in security work now? Tell me about that job. Now I worked 29 years as a correction officer, and you know what? You can stay on that job, and the most powerful thing you have is God in your mouth.
Right.
God in your head, in your life and how you walk. You won't need no knife. You won't need no baton. All you need is God.
Amen. You don't need anything. That's right. You can walk by faith and not by sight. I'm telling you. When I first started out here, they had us up there. When you had to stand outside and watch everybody come through, see if they got the proper, you know, the thing that hangs in the window that says, work out here at GP. If you ain't got that card, then you had to stop those people and tell them, you know, they had to go inside and get a card. You had to have the right thing, you know, to get past the gate. And we had to stand out there. I had to stand out there about 2 hours. You know how some people want to speak to you and some of them don't. I didn't like that job. Then one day I said, when I came to work, I said, Lord, I said, now you won't have to go with me to do this job. I can't do it without you because I don't like people paying by me and don't speak. You know how people, but you can, if you got Jesus, you ain't paying no attention. They go ahead on. But anyway, when I start acknowledging to the Lord and telling him what I need for him to do for me, I just sit there all day and they paying nobody. You know, you ain't be shame, you don't be nothing. You just wave and let them go ahead on by. But when when I first started, Lord, I was so uncomfortable. But if you got Jesus, you don't be uncomfortable no more. If you all you got to do is ask him to help you, he'll do it too. And he stepped in right on time. He helped me out. I've been good ever since. But now all I do is sit here at this desk and lay out, you know, wait these chemical trucks out. That's all I have to do. Sometimes I have some and sometimes I don't. So I have plenty of time to sit here and read it, Bob, and put some scripture on Facebook. If I see one I like, I put it on Facebook for somebody to read it, you know. Some people don't read their Bible. They will get on this phone now. Some people don't even read their Bible. That's why I put a lot of scriptures on the phone. Let somebody read it. They be reading them too. Because some people don't have time to read the Bible. Or they don't make time. You need to make time to be with God. You don't make time. You know, a lot of people walk around think they got Jesus too. But if you ain't reading the Bible, honey, you ain't got it. You got to read. Show your... Like I said, and show yourself approval to God. My son called me. Let me get back with my son calling.
Okay. All right.
See you first.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what. You can go ahead and hang up and you can call back when you want to, okay? I'm gonna go and play some music now. All right. I wanna say thank you this morning to Miss Murphy, a lady that I've known all of my life, and a beautiful lady is now walking in Christ. And I wanna thank her for talking about God in her life, fighting Satan in her life, and how difficult that challenge is. And it's much easier now to walk with Christ than it was before. Just like all of us, we have been places and we have come out of places, but God is still here with us, keeping us safe. Do not allow Satan to lead and drive your life. We want to say to you that do not allow Satan to run and drive your life. Satan is a deceiver and a liar. If you slip and you fall, get back up. I want to thank Miss Murphy for talking about what has occurred in her life, how she has had to battle the deceiver, Satan, the liar. This morning here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio, if you want to call in, the number is 619-639-4634, or you can call 347-202-0317, or you can call 713-955-0464. I reached out to Pastor Carlos Booker, the pastor there at Morningstar here in Beatrice. I'm hoping that he will call. I'm reaching out to all pastors, anybody that's listening this morning. We're going to queue up a few more pastors and give them the number and hope that they will call in. Talk about Satan the deceiver, how they as pastors have to battle Satan, the deceiver, the liar, the enemy, the adversary. He's distant. He's the devil. A figure appearing in text of the apparatic religion who brings evil and temptation is known as the deceiver who leads humanity astray. And he's doing it right now. Do not let him read and ruin your life.